about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Such a mishmash of stories today. All right, we have apparently a checklist. Okay, why is my voice so squeaky? Why am I sounding squeaky? Please tell me I'm not going through puberty. Honestly, every time I start losing 100 micrograms per deciliter of estrogen, my voice changes. But usually it goes lower. My voice is kind of higher today. Do I sound more feminine? Do I sound more sexy? All right, well, I apologize. I'm a little squeaky today. Apparently, we got this checklist that will predict if we will be alive in 10 years. Okay, so I guess we're going to go through that checklist. I hope we all pass. Then we have a story saying, but if you have mental health illness, you're more likely to be murdered. So we got that story. We also have the TSA now allowing small knives, ski poles, golf clubs, and bats on airplanes. Okay? So we could bring our little knives and all sorts of goodies. Still no water bottle. We still have to throw out our water bottle and buy a $4.50 half liter once we get past the gate. I'm not pretty happy about that. And then I guess we have something called nightmare bacteria. This is supposed to be different from Superbug. This is called nightmare bacteria. You're right. It's the carbapenem-resistant enterobacteria CK. Right, yeah, I know. Tip of your tongue. Did I pronounce that right? I don't know. I just call it enterobacter. I never add the ISCA. I enero and bacterias. I don't know what the hell. Anyway, it's enterobacter. Right, yeah, I know enterobacter. You got it. I ain't lying. Okay, so we got a lot of scoop to talk about while we're figuring out what's going on with my voice. Okay, but you know what? I mean, it's a medical show, so I'm allowed to have some laryngitis once in a while. I'm allowed to, you know, have a rectocele, have a hemorrhoid flare-up, and have nipple discharge. I'm allowed to. I'm the doctor. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while there's a big, huge push for us doctors to have medical records and for your electronic medical records, yeah, it would be nice for a doctor to have medical records. While there's this big push for your physician to have electronic medical records, we're starting to kind of get the price tag on these things, and even though I've told you for an office like mine it would be at least $100,000, they say the average doctor, even once they pay and once they install it, they're losing about $43,000 per electronic record install, meaning the time lost with patients, the amount of money to train staff. So you're still not having doctors really excited about this whole electronic record movement. I mean, I dig saving the trees. Trust me. I think we spend a lot of trees on paper. I would love to eliminate that, but I just think it's ridiculous the amount of money we spend for an electronic medical record system that doesn't even communicate with the doctor across the street, which, trust me, Obama's going to change and want a centralized system. I can understand the logic there. I just don't know how safe that's going to be. Well, now they're saying that some doctors are actually missing test results with the electronic records. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, I guess some of these electronic systems, they give you these electronic alerts. And it's supposed to let the doctor know, assuming he's sitting there watching, that there could be an abnormal lab. Now, what they did is they surveyed, these researchers surveyed 2,500 doctors at the U.S. veteran hospitals. I gotta admit, the VA system was one of the first to come up with an electronic medical record system. And when I saw it back in the late 90s, it was pretty damn good. I mean, yeah, there, you know, it was a big screen and you know, the computer still took up the whole desk, but it was pretty cool that you could actually access people's medical records online. I loved working at the VA. I found it pretty easy, very smooth, you know. But remember, military is different than Washington. Okay, military knows how to do things. Anyway, the researchers asked 2,500 doctors, about how they handle their health care, their electronic medical record system, et cetera, and they found that doctors received several dozen electronic alerts every day, but a third said they missed lab results, and that ended up delaying their patients' care. They say you could easily miss one or two because the signal gets buried. This is what happens when computer takes over man. Okay? I know. That's not reassuring. Okay. Singh and his colleagues used surveys sent to about 5,000 doctors who use electronic health records within the U.S. Department. Excuse me. Boy, do I sound good. U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs from June through November 2010. Of the 2,500 responded, researchers found that doctors received an average of 63 alerts through the system every day, like blood tests, radiology exams. 90% thought the alerts were just too excessive. 70% thought they got alerts, more alerts than they could effectively manage. This is why electronic health records starts to be a problem. When you have a very huge practice and a very busy practice, your electronic system can sometimes be overwhelming and overwhelmed. Now, I still like old school paper, even though I want to save the trees or really dig the Amazon rainforest. And so, me, I like getting my labs. I like checking off the log to make sure we got all the labs. If we didn't get all the labs, we contact, the lab. I mean, true, we can have human error, but I still trust humans over computers. And then I look at everything. And if I don't look at something, it doesn't get logged. And I'm just so comfortable with that system. I am extremely nervous. I mean, look at email. Patients will try to email me. Don't email me because I skip my emails. My email box is so overloaded, with the show that, somebody said, well, go get another private account. You know how many email accounts I have? I don't even look at the other email accounts, which is kind of scary because I've given other emails out and I don't look at it. So look at what happened to your email. Look at what happened to your Facebook. Look at what happened to your Twitter. And you expect your doctor to be on top of every single poke, super poke, like, inbox, outbox, sent, alert. Not going to happen. So, what do you do as a patient? I would just say make sure you have your frequent follow-ups. Ask your doctor for a copy of the labs. Make sure everything was looked at and run. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Big thanks to XM Satellite and Premier for making that happen. Big thanks to Talk Superstation, all our affiliates out there. And big thanks to my mom and dad for giving birth to me. And the doctor for not needing to use the forceps. Okay, we could go on and on and on. Okay, I really apologize about my stuffy nose. This is, though, an interesting story we talked about just a few minutes ago when I was trying to tell you what I was going to talk about later in the show. And you see how organized I'm becoming? You see, I'm kind of organizing myself. There's supposed to be a new test that will allow us to predict if we will going to, if we are going to be alive 10 years from now. Okay, I don't like tests like this. This makes me extremely nervous. I don't think we have any idea what's going to happen to us. We just heard today that Rhoda from Mary Tyler Moore. How many of us remember Mary Tyler Moore, right? Oh, I don't know the song to that. Oh, why can't I think of the Mary Tyler Moore song? You know, she's in the middle of New York and she throws up her hat. Oh my God, what's the tune? I had such a crush on Murray. Murray was the guy that later went to the Love Boat and played Captain Stubing. Mary Tyler Moore. Why can't I think of that jingle? Oh my gosh, I got to YouTube it on break. Anyway, Rhoda on Mary Tyler Moore has just been diagnosed with terminal brain cancer. So she's been fighting cancer for the last few years. I think I had been a survivor of lung cancer. So why am I bringing up Mary Tyler Moore? I'm bringing that up because you just never know. Apparently, though, a bunch of San Francisco researchers have come up with a quote-unquote mortality index for people older than 50. What this is supposed to do is look at some bad signs, and the test scores based on a 12-item index will be used by doctors. This could help doctors decide whether costly health screenings or medical procedures are worth the risk for patients unlikely to live 10 or more years. Are you guys happy with this? The doctor does basically something like a Mad Lib or crossword puzzle, a connect the dot, and then decide if they're going to order the test. That's almost like the doctor flipping a coin. Guys, this you voted in Obamacare. This is your fault. Well, probably not my listeners' faults, but anyway. So they say the index was not meant as a guidance on how to alter your lifestyle. This was supposed to be a tool to allow doctors to triage which patients are going to get the test and which aren't. This, to me, is pretty scary. Okay, they say doctors, this is according to Fox News, doctors can use the results to help patients understand the pros and cons of such things as rigorous diabetes treatment. Rigorous diabetes, what, we're gonna withhold diabetes treatment? What? Colon cancer screening and tests for cervical cancer. Those may not be safe for appropriate for very sick old people likely to die before cancer ever develops. Okay, hold the phone. Hold the phone. Aren't we living longer? Isn't life expectancy, aren't we living till our 80s and 90s now more often? Yes, I understand there was a study that came out earlier this week saying women's life expectancy is now dropping because of obesity, because of marriage. I get that. But no. All right, I think we are living longer. So if you think your 70-year-old dad is not going to live another 10 years, I would think twice. Okay, I assume everybody lives as long until God says it's over, right? So that's how I look at it. Anyway, okay, so what are the 12 items on this index? I know you guys are all salivating at the mouth, biting your nails over this one. And, of course, chime in anytime. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. They say fewer total points means better odds. Okay, so the lower the number, the more of a chance you have to live over another 10 years. Men, though, if you're a man, you automatically get 2 points. That's it. No, they aren't saying married men. Remember, married men live longer than non-married men. They say married men, you already have 2 points out the door, out the gate. In addition to that, men and women aged 60 to 64 get 1 point, 70 to 74 get 3 points, 85 or over get 7 points. Then, if you want another 2 points, you have to have a history of cancer, even minor skin cancer. So if you have a little baby, cute little basal cell carcinoma, okay, the doctor may not give you your colonoscopy. You realize that. No, I don't want you to lie and say you had one. Okay, so you get 2 points for even minor skin cancers, cancer diagnosis, lung disease that limits your activity or requires oxygen, if you have heart failure, if you smoke, if you have difficulty bathing. You know why I have difficulty bathing? I have difficulty bathing. And it's because my kids give me no privacy. The stupid cat or the stupid dog likes to sit there right in front of the door, and it's the male. You know, the girl cats are like, oh, you know, this is a girl, this is a locker room, you know, let her have her privacy. I mean, sometimes, you know, they'll show me how their hair looks, go off, not a big deal, I can shower. But the male pets have nothing better to do than to sit there and watch. That's why I believe that pets are previous humans that are, I don't know if it's reincarnation, is that what I'm describing? Humans come back as pets because I gotta tell you, my pets never leave me alone when I'm changing or in the shower. So I have difficulty bathing because I am not going to try to get the parts that I need to get with the dog or the cat just sitting there in front of the shower. It's I know, I really need to go back to the whole shower curtain. It's one of those glass doors. right? And then the kids come, Mom, can you help with my homework? I'm like, please let me take a shower. I have no privacy in my house. It's getting ridiculous. Okay, anyway, so I would say I have difficulty bathing. Difficulty managing money because of health or memory problems. Okay. Why have difficulty managing my money? Because the recession basically made me lose all my money. And then difficulty walking several blocks. Now, you get a point if you're a diabetic or you have high blood sugar. If you have difficulty pushing large objects, I have no upper arm strength. Like a heavy chair, right? Okay. If you're thin or normal weight. Now, what does that mean? Why do you get a point if you're thin or normal weight? Now, they say the highest or worst score is a 26 with a 95% chance of dying within 10 years. Okay? So if you're a man at least 85 years old, they say you probably will have one of the highest scores. For a score of 0, you have a 3% chance of dying within 10 years. You'd have to be a woman younger than 60 without any of those issues and actually slightly overweight. So they're saying if you're thin or normal weight, you have more of a chance of dying. Do you guys, you know, buy that? And now, okay, so they think maybe when you're older, oh, we talked about this on the show. Remember we talked about how thinner, older people are more prone to die than older people that have a little bit of booty? Yeah, and I got a lot of booty. I'm 41 years old. I got a lot of booty. So my guess is I should be okay. You know, I've been worrying about losing my booty. Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should keep it a little bit. But we do need to watch our weight. That is important. Okay, now the findings were published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The researchers created the index by analyzing data on only of about 20,000 Americans over 50 who took part in a national survey. They previously used the test to predict the risk of dying within 4 years. Now they think they could use it to predict 10-year mortality. I think it's stupid. I honestly, I don't want to predict 10-year mortality on my patients. I don't want to tell my patient that they have a 95% chance of dying within 10 years. They may not pay the bill. Why would I pay you, Dr. Dahlia, if you say I'm going to die anyway? So as far as I'm concerned, being a doctor, I mean, how do the oncologists do it? How do the cancer doctors do it? Do they really tell the patient that they have a terminal cancer? Why would the patient pay the bill? All right, tell the patient they're fine. Tell the patient that they're going to live long enough to enjoy their phenomenal credit history and get paid. Honestly, do you guys want to know? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Do you want to really know if you're going to die? You know, we talk about these asteroids that fly by the Earth. And they'll only tell you a couple days before you notice that. Yeah, NASA sees an asteroid. It may be coming by, but it's not going to hit us. You think they're really going to tell us if it's going to hit us? Look, we all saw Armageddon, okay? We all know what Bruce Willis had to do. No, I doubt anybody would tell us. And, you know, I don't even think I want to know. Well, yes, I would load up on Freeze Dry Guy. Huge Freeze Dry Guy fan. I would probably load up on Freeze Dry Guy. But remember, I told you guys to load up anyway. You should be preparing for Armageddon anyway. But I don't know if I want to know. If somebody said, look, you have a 80% chance of dying. No, I don't think I want to know. I mean, if God forbid I was told I had cancer, I'm going to want to fight the sucker. I am going to fight. I got too much to do. I got things to see and people to do. I got a lot that I want to get done. And I haven't even started my bucket list. So to me, I'd want to fight. But something like this, remember, this isn't being done to entertain the patient when they're in the room. This, or to get a copay. This index is being done to help doctors decide whether to not order the test. You're going to let the doctors take your number 52 and use that as an excuse to not order a test? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are going to Alaska later this June. Phenomenal Dr. Dahlia Show cruise. Lots of goodies, lots of prizes. You're going to learn a lot, and we got a phenomenal rate. So go to my website at drdahlia.com to check that out. Now, Stephen from Cottonwood writes, Doctor, I am new to the show, listening now. Are you for or against Obamacare? Be nice. Everybody be nice. That's okay. He's new. That's okay. He's new. Yeah. We'll cut him some slack. Thank you, Stephen, for being a new listener. Thank you so much. Stop the giggles back there. I've been on air now for about a few years, and I mean, if we really had to stretch, I would probably say I'm leaning against it. Yeah. Thank you, though. I think Obamacare. I can't even answer this question. I'm sorry, Stephen. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I can't. It's Obamacare. Okay. All right. I'm not making fun of you. It's a valid question. A lot of you are new. You want to check out the doctor on the air. You know, that, okay, yeah, no, I don't even, I, they should take the word care out of Obamacare. It's ridiculous. And I think what's so ridiculous about it is being a doctor. I mean, I'd really hoped that with our current healthcare situation, okay, and all the money we are spending and the, inflation of health insurance costs and the, lack of access, that government could have come up with something that would work, okay? And my concerns with the Affordable Health Care Act bill is it actually hurt. All right, once it came into play, insurance companies scrambled. Pharmaceutical companies immediately cut back on samples because they know that within this bill, they're going to now be taxed a heck of a lot more, and they're going to have to cut back their profits. And so I have less samples as a result to get patients. I have more uninsured patients than I've ever had. We're at about now half my practice uninsured. And that was, people lost insurance with the recession. But it just accelerated. We have doctors leaving. We have right now today in Nevada, we have up in front of the Judiciary Committee a bill that will allow patients to sue doctors if they prescribe a medication that the patient eventually becomes addicted to. The focus of Obamacare completely missed the point of how to fix our healthcare system. While everybody was trying to mandate employers to insure employees, nobody stopped to realize that the reason why we are in this healthcare crisis and the reason why people are uninsured is because we don't have any means for a person to keep their insurance. Okay, you could hand out insurance anytime, left and right. You could hand out Medicaid. You could hire somebody, give them insurance. But there is nothing in the system that is in place where you have a guarantee that you could keep your health insurance. So people will lose their health insurance left and right. If states can't cover the Medicaid expansion, who knows how long that will last. All right? We know the Medicare dollars and the Social Security dollars are dwindling. So, you know, to put a, 4 years of my show into a 10-minute answer, it would be, I believe, Obamacare blows. Okay? All right, good. Yeah. That's, yeah. Thank you for your question. Now, what should be done? I don't know. Look at this 12-point index we just talked about. And for those of you that just tuned in the previous segment, we talked about a 12-point index that has been designed by researchers. It was published in the American Journal Association that'll help older adults and their doctors come to better decisions on their health care. And this index looks at how old you are, if you're a man, if you've had any form of cancer at least once. You see, I disagree with that. Okay, hold on. I won't go off on a tangent there. Okay, remind me to talk about the whole previous cancer diagnosis. Okay, remind me. Okay. So it looks at if you're a man, your age, if you have lung disorder, if you have trouble pushing a heavy chair. I have a hell of a time pushing a heavy chair. You know why I don't like to also push heavy chairs? Because a lot of times you got to lift them from underneath, and there could be a spider underneath. I'm not going to even touch a heavy chair. So I already have, I don't know how many points. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And then they determine, based on those points, what your life expectancy could be over the next 10 years. And if it doesn't look that good, maybe you and the doctor will decide not to order the test. Okay, a way to save money. Remember, Obamacare is coming, and socialized medicine is coming even faster. So, you know, researchers are thinking of ways to cause us doctors to order less tests, just like what's happening in my state senate. They're trying to find ways for doctors to prescribe less medication. So I just don't have doctors. It sounds like nobody wants doctors. Why even have medical schools? It doesn't sound like you want us. It doesn't sound like you appreciate us. It doesn't sound like you respect the art of medicine. So why even have doctors? Why waste your time? If you just want medicines handed out at a McDonald's, then just say so. Don't beat around the bush. Don't come up with a stupid 12-point index. But let me tell you something. If any of you have had cancer, to me, I think that puts you in front of the line of being screened. And I think people who have had cancer have a better mortality because we're watching you. Once you have skin cancer, what usually happens to you? What usually happens to you if you have skin cancer? You're in the dermatologist's office every 3 to 6 months, which means if, God forbid, another cancer is coming around the bend, another skin cancer, it's going to get caught. What if you had breast cancer once? You're probably going to be watched for breast cancer again, as well as ovarian cancer. So to me, if you have previous cancer history, I think you're ahead of the curve. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got James calling from Illinois. Hey, James, how's it going?
Hey, that's your buddy Trucker James.
Oh, I love you, James. What's going on, buddy?
First I wanted to kind of do a little story about my grandmother. She recently got depressed about her, you know, the healthcare thing, and tried to commit suicide.
Oh, no.
And fortunately, she got admitted to the hospital for just a minor gunshot wound to the knee.
Oh, gosh. Was she trying to shoot her knee?
No, she was trying to shoot herself in the heart.
Oh, my gosh. Because of Obamacare.
Honey, well, I should let you know that was a joke. If you can figure
that
out.
Oh, okay. I know. All right. Okay. Well. Okay.
Okay. Secondly, my important point here is with the death yesterday of Hugo Chavez, I think there is a blow to socialized medicine as a whole because the country down there in Venezuela, the poor just got poor, and if people around the world see that. There might be some reconciliation against Obamacare because it's going to prove to be nothing more than socialized medicine. And even in Canada, you know, like you were saying earlier, when you have a condition, a medical condition and stuff, you get put on a waiting list. And
right.
You know, they have a panel that tells you whether you can or can't get whatever it is you need, the treatment or the replacement organ or whatever.
Well, you know, James, so a study, James, a report, sorry to interrupt, a report had come out saying that the UK still has more unhealthy people on average than Americans, and they have the higher taxes and the socialized medicine. But here's the problem, James. I don't think what's happening now with Venezuela or Canada or Britain really matters to people, and I think the voters are still going to vote in liberals in office because they want to get something for nothing. And so I don't think the idea that medicine's going socialized is scaring the people that voted Obama in, Pelosi in. I think they want it. James, thanks for calling. Guys, don't go away. We got more of you on the line. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neoferra.com, spelled Neoferra.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neoferra.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're talking about Obamacare. We're talking about decreasing health care costs. We're talking about this 12-index plan or survey that doctors can do to determine what your life expectancy will be 10 years from now. And if it's good enough to order the test, if it's not good enough to maybe not order the test. And some of you have had a lot to say on the subject. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go back to the phone lines. We got John calling from West Virginia. Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm good, ma'am. How you doing today?
Excellent. What's up?
I just wanted to call and see what your opinion is of the healthcare sharing plan. One that I belong with currently is Samaritan Ministries International, where I'm responsible for the first $300. And then anything after that is shared among the members, and they send checks to reimburse me, which means it's not insurance. And as the provider, I would negotiate, and the company negotiate with the provider as a cash payment, which means they would get their money within 1 to 3 months. No fighting with insurance companies.
Right.
Have you had any experience?
Yes. I think those are cool. But do you still pay a monthly premium?
I don't pay a premium in the sense it goes to the company. They tell me where to mail my money to, and then I mail it to somebody directly.
Okay. Okay. Good. I'm a huge fan. I am a huge, huge fan of those. You see, well, some of these cost-sharing plans, and I know there's a lot of religious groups that do it. I guess the idea behind it, and correct me if I'm wrong, John, is a lot of people are upset that they have to pay for abortions or birth control or somebody's prostate cancer or a woman's labor and delivery when they want to just pay insurance for their own issues. So these groups get together of people that either won't smoke, will live a healthier lifestyle, won't overuse or abuse the system, and you end up having these groups that could actually keep costs down. Meanwhile, because they're still a group, they have the collective power. Okay, not that I'm for the whole union thing, okay, but they have the collective power to encourage doctors to work with them on a lower price. So you still get the benefits of health insurance, but your premiums are down because you're not taking care of sick people. Am I right?
That's correct. And with this group, you are supposed to belong to a church, and if your church allows drinking alcohol, then they'll cover that, but otherwise they won't. Say that I was out there and I collected an STD from somebody other than my wife. Well, they won't cover that because, you know, I was being immoral.
Right.
And so forth. So there are things they don't cover. But so far, we've had no problems with it. And I only pay $355 a month for family coverage compared to my employer's cost of $850 a month.
Yes, yes. No, I'm a huge fan, and how you guys are doing it, I think, is right on. John, thank you for calling. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Interesting, John had brought up with this particular group plan that he's with, you get an STD, let's say, hypothetically, because you cheat on your wife, or you cheat on your husband, you get an STD, the health insurance won't cover it. Some of you, a couple years ago, when Obamacare was starting to unfold, had said, why do I have to pay for somebody's chlamydia, somebody's gonorrhea? Why should I have to pay? Now, you do have, of course, the liberals out there saying, well, you know, the point is we got to, cure everybody because otherwise the average innocent person could get the chlamydia, et cetera. But you do have some people that go, why am I paying for a smoker? Why am I paying for a liver transplant in somebody who has abused his liver with Tylenol and fatty meals and alcohol, et cetera? Well, remember, the reason why insurance works or used to work is because you needed healthy people paying into the system. So now the reason why we're also in this crisis, another reason why we're in this crisis, is because we have less healthy people than sick people. Which is why some researchers are trying to then go after the doctors, going, well, okay, you know, I understand that you could find heart disease. I understand you could, you know, now possibly cure cancer. Let's just maybe order less tests. Let's maybe order less screening tests. We don't have to do the mammogram as often. We don't have to do the colonoscopy as often. We don't have to do the pap smear as often. Because you're finding the cancer so damn quickly, we're starting to treat earlier. Sometimes you're screening and we're getting healthy people. So let's just wait till they're sick. All right? And some of you are going to disagree with that. You're going to go, oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's not what's happening. Yes, that is what's happening. That's what I'm seeing. Why the hell would you tell a 21-year-old woman who could have been sexually active since she was 12 that she doesn't need to get a pap smear or see a gynecologist until she's 21? Are you kidding me? Really? What about STD screens? What about education? What about screening for abuse? What's happening with Obamacare is they're dissecting and they're stripping medicine. Okay, when I see you as a patient, I'm supposed to do a bunch of things at once. Okay? I'm supposed to collect a copay, yeah, which I do very effectively. No, but I'm not supposed to just cut out cancer. That's not what I'm supposed to do. Okay? I'm not supposed to do a rectal exam. That's not why you're coming to me. You're coming to me for education. You're coming to me for awareness. You're coming to me for my opinion. And you're coming to me for a second look. Many of you cannot do your own pap smears, cannot insert your own IUDs. Lord knows I've tried. Cannot check your own prostate. And I know you've tried. God bless you for trying. So you go to the doctor, right, for their help. You go to the doctor for them to assist you. And once you start hearing these guidelines, nah, you don't need to go for a physical, you don't need to get the screening test, you don't need to, well, then you're really diminishing and degrading what a doctor does. We do so much more. Why do you think I was so ticked off when they were discussing, just sell birth control over the counter so these kids don't have to go to the doctor? When I write a birth control prescription, that's not all I do. She's writing the prescription. No. I try to beat some sense into these little 14-year-olds. I try to prevent and I try to teach them how to protect themselves from rape, from abuse, from getting pregnant, from getting an STD. The prescription is probably 1/1,000th of the whole visit. And when you see the government and when you see these researchers, you know, diminish what I do to just a simple rectal or pap, I get ticked because I didn't spend thousands upon thousands of dollars to go to medical school, right, or borrow thousands upon thousands of dollars and bust my ass 11 years post high school just to be an index finger. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCTOR. We've got Larry from Louisiana. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, I'm doing fine. It's just, I'm so impressed to be able to get on so quickly, and I just enjoy your show so much. It's so informative.
Oh,
I want to ask about the usage of the yearly or the bi-yearly usage of Dexedrine or Celestone for allergies, stuffy nose.
Right.
Watery eyes. It happens to me 2 times a year. I'm wondering on those shots that they give you,
the steroid shots, yeah.
Okay, do they deplete the natural system of, killing off infection over period
of time? Well, yes. Yeah, they can because they are anti-inflammatory. When you do get a big dose of Kenalog, Decadron, Celestone, it is an anti-inflammatory, so it does decrease your immune system, which is why I never give those shots prior to flu season. I only give the shots if I'm going to give them in the spring after flu is over for allergies. But I use it as a last resort if your antihistamines or your nasal steroid sprays don't work, because over time I think it could affect the liver, I think it could affect the kidneys, could raise the blood pressure, even put you more inclined to diabetes. So I don't like people overdoing them. Larry, next time I wish I had more time to talk to you. You all don't go away. Let's talk about the TSA allowing knives on the plane. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the help you want at rnafreesample.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.